annual Vegas party.
Vegas!
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, returns to Las Vegas for its 14th year, live from T-Mobile Arena. You can hear both nights right here on the free iHeartRadio app, or you can stream the whole festival live only on Hulu. Two nights, one stage, and almost too many superstars to count. Performing tonight,
Camila Cabello, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Paramore, Shibuzi, The Black Crowes, Thomas Rhett, and a few other surprises.
Our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival is brought to you by Capital One,
M&M's,
The Hartford Small Business Insurance,
Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Discover the best selection of audiobooks, plus podcasts and originals, all in one easy app. Hashtag iHeartXAudible.
Ray-Ban Meta,
Deloitte,
Hyundai, and Valentino Beauty. Here are your hosts, JoJo, Sissany, and EJ.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Not one. We are live from the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2024. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
So ready. Can you believe this is the 14th year that we've been doing this, you guys?
I cannot believe at all.
Remember the first one we did? It was in a little grass shack in Seacrest's backyard. It was such a long way from then.
Good old days.
We got iconic acts in music all on the same stage, which I guess is the heart and soul of what we do. We bring all these genres, you know, together, right?
Right. Can I just tell you how excited I am that my girl Dua Lipa is going to be in the house, guys? Make some noise for her. Dua Lipa!
We're going to need to get a restraining order on you. Call the popo. The lineup, sis. Let's go through this lineup. Tonight's lineup, Camila, of course, you know, Camila Cabello. You have a Gwen Stefani shirt on.
My entire outfit tonight is inspired by Gwen Stefani. I'm wearing the combat boots, the red lipstick, a concert tee that, by the way, I bought from her website. I didn't want to get some bootleg off Amazon. I was like, I need the official Gwen Stefani merch. And so, yes, very excited.
We're all Gwen Stefani fans, but I did an interview with Gwen about, a couple of months ago, and Sissany walks down the hallway, and Gwen was like, oh my God, Sissany.
It's my girl.
You guys love each other, and I guess you went to hang with her backstage in Vegas, right?
In Vegas. It was one of the last times that we were hanging out together, and maybe a little tipsy, but it's fine.
How was that experience, though?
So fun. I came to see a residency, and this might be too long of a story, but
she
hooks it up, right? We have like a bottle, like front row center, and so I'm thinking like, oh, we already saw Gwen at the beginning, so we're drinking the bottle with our friends, and we get a little tipsy, and then afterwards they're like, Gwen would like to see you backstage in her dressing room.
Wait, you
like,
got summoned?
Yes, and so after the show, and so we go back there, and then she brings out a bottle of 1942, and we were like, well, it was good times.
I mean, you can't turn down drinking with Gwen Stefani.
Exactly.
All right, also on the lineup, Thomas Rhett, of course. I had no idea Shibuzi until I met him. He's like 6 foot. Four-ish? Granted, everybody's tall to me
yeah,
and Sis.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What's funny is I met him outside of an Irwan one day.
In front of a what?
An Irwan.
He says it weird. It's Irwan.
Oh, wait, no. All right, so again? I think that's my Jersey accent. An Irwan. Isn't it called Irwan? Isn't it called an Irwan? The Irwan the store? The
right.
Grocery store?
If you want a $25 smoothie, please go to the Irwan.
Which is very delicious, by the way. It broke me, but it was delicious.
Of course, Paramore kicking off the show. Back in the day, Paramore used to come in, and I would buy them. This is random. I used to buy them Big League Chew gum when they came in.
Wow,
I would
bring, okay.
Remember, I would have a box of Big League Chew, yeah. And I give it to Paramore. I didn't bring the Big League Chew, so I'm ashamed I didn't bring that.
Wait, sidebar, what's the whole story behind that?
We were chewing gum, and somehow I guess I brought some Big League Chew in. They liked it, so when they came in after that date, this was years ago, they just wanted me to bring them gum, and I just brought them gum.
Is that the one that comes in the bag, or the one that's rolled up?
In the bag.
The one that looks like what the baseball player is.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like tobacco, but it's
right,
gum.
It's gum.
And of course, kicking off the show tonight, the Black Crowes, which if you're a rock fan, I mean, this is one of those legendary bands, so we got a lot going on. Everything tonight from pop to country. All that good stuff. Two unforgettable nights of music.
When I walked in here, I believe Camila Cabello was doing her sound check.
Same, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, oh my gosh. When I got in, I was like, this is the energy. I'm feeling it. Like, yes.
It's always good when you walk in and you feel the energy from the sound check. And it gets me so excited because you're like, oh my gosh, this is what's about to go down on stage in just a few minutes. You know what I mean?
You saw Camila.
That was, I mean, yeah, that's all. And then they, then I had to do hair and makeup in the back for the past hour.
Oh, man.
I hope it was worth it, because here I am.
Look at
it. Nobody can see me, but, you know, it was worth it.
I saw Gwen's sound check on a monitor. I was backstage and saw it. So that counts, I guess. I saw her on TV.
Wait, someone told me that when Gwen did her sound check, she was like in full glam or whatever. I was like, I feel like Gwen Stefani wakes up in full glam. Like,
yes.
It's just like
absolutely
effortless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I saw her on stage, I thought, you know, she looks like she could go on stage.
Exactly.
That's probably what she wore to the grocery store, to be 100%. Honest. You know?
What's funny is how you guys were watching sound checks and I was outside with the fabulous folks at Yellowtail.
Oh,
enjoying some of that. So shout out to them.
Oh,
they were great.
Look at you.
Dua Lipa performing, Paramore, mm-hmm. Thomas Redd, Camila Cabello. I love her.
And you don't want to miss any of the action, okay? So if you're following us, hashtag iHeartFestival2024 on all social platforms.
All
so
of
it's
them.
Very
all
simple.
40
for you.
Of them. Let's go, right? You can also watch each night of the iHeartRadio Music Festival only on Hulu, the official stream destination. EJ, take that.
Let me tell you something. I am so excited to be here. This is what I want to say, my fourth year here, and I feel like every year we turn it up a notch, so I can't wait to see what goes down tonight for night one. I feel like it's going to be big, y'all.
We're going to turn it up to 11, that's what I'm told.
Ooh.
I mean, normally some shows go to 10, we're hitting it to 11.
11.
Also coming back to this year is the House of Music stage, mm-hmm. which is outside on the plaza of the T-Mobile Arena. It's basically these immersive experiences where you get to, I guess, kind of walk through the artist's brains, right. in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And is that good to walk through someone's
brain?
Well,
let me tell you, it was great to walk through Doja Cat's brain because it's just very...
Yeah, right?
Out there, if you
kind of
if that makes sense,
slash
right?
Horror movie.
Yeah.
Remember her performance at Coachella? She had like the long hair outfit, essentially, and so that's what inspired this House of Music for her. There's long hair extensions everywhere, and I love it.
Okay, well, once again, we are live from Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. It's our 2024 iHeart Radio Music Festival.
That's right, baby.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded. I'm so faded up. What the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I give it to you, baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Let me tell you that I was a savage. Get white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You
Look at me now, look at me now, oh.
I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to look at me now. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Look at me now.
You're listening to our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One. You can watch the live stream only on Hulu.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. Yo. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah.
Hell, dude.
He loves the game. Relish perfect off his cross gold chain. I like the way he's telling me my ass looks good in these ripped blue jeans. My cheeks are red like cherries in the spring. But he's a work of art, yet a delight to see.
I'ma say you got it right. Body rude is unpolite. Don't be in a humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm tryna go up tonight. Hoes and hoochie slept and right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy.
Okay, shall we talk about artists taking the stage tonight? Shall we get to it?
We might as well jump right into it.
We got somebody named Thomas Rhett. You guys heard of him?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh, somebody named Shaboozy. You guys heard of him?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's a Paramore? I have no idea. Oh, man, among others. So pumped. Along with all the action happening on the stage, let's talk about the iHeartRadio House of Music. EJ, just tell me something genius here.
First of all, you know, when you walk outside, this is going to sound crazy, but it reminds me of a family reunion. Like, my family, mainly because there is a DJ out there, there's people having a good time, there's people out there having, you know, just dancing on the dance floor, just enjoying the vibes. Right. That's why I feel like it reminds me of a family reunion.
And this is open to the public. This is free.
Right.
So, you know, you don't need a ticket for House of Music.
House of Music open, now and tomorrow, the 21st, at Toshiba Plaza, just outside of the T-Mobile Arena. Right where the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival is taking place. Like Sis said, it's free, open to the public before, during, and after the show. Starts at 4 p.m. Pacific time, closes at 1 a.m. Pacific time. And you can basically explore a lot of interactive rooms, all that good stuff, right?
Camila Cabello's got a room, Doja Cat, Gwen Stefani, my girl, Shaboozy. I know that Camila Cabello has like this, it's almost like a pool, like a ball pit.
Is that really?
It looks like a pool.
I jumped in,
yeah. You jumped in. Okay.
I did jump in,
nice.
Yeah. Also tonight, James Kennedy is going to DJ at the House of Music following the festival main stage until 1 a.m. Pacific. It's a big dance. That actually, last year, you know, Chewy and DJ Triple XL, DJ, they're out there right now. However, this whole thing, I think, started kind of by accident. The party we did last year just sort of blew up. By accident.
We thought maybe it would just be nice to have some music playing while everybody was getting out of the concert. And then it just turned into this crazy after party until, 1 a.m.
Yeah, I was backstage at the House of Music, you know, behind the stage where XL was doing his thing. And I was having some tacos kind of behind the stage. And
So random.
And I look up after eating about 40 tacos. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on out here? It's like it's a scene, you know. So I choked down the tacos and got in the middle of it.
Did you do your thing?
I did my thing. Yeah. You don't want to see that. The artist room.
Like JoJo eating some tacos behind the stage.
I was, first of all, I was talking about dancing.
Oh, man. The artist rooms, once again, super cool, super unique.
And also, Gwen Stefani, she just announced her album's coming out, like, mid-November. And it's pretty cool because you'll have a moment to walk through and actually create your own bouquet, because that's going to be, like, inspired by her new album. And so I just think it's really creative how we are, like you said, getting inside these artists' brain or their team who helped create these rooms for everybody.
All right, Shaboozey has a room. It's basically a fun house. You know, fans dance, do their thing. Of course, that track, Tipsy.
That's the room, you know, I want to see, where it says, get tipsy with Shaboozey.
Is he serving people drinks? It's Vegas.
Listen.
The Thomas Rhett room. Fans enter, basically, you enter this room to go outdoors, in a nutshell. You know, so if you love these artists, I mean, take it a step further. Check the House of Music. It is free. It's such a good time. Guests can get the experience it along with the artist. Some of your favorite brands. EJ, you were out there earlier hanging with who?
Let me tell you something. Shout out to the fine folks at Yellowtail.
Go ahead. Because
you feeling good, EJ?
I am feeling
looks
good.
Like you
the Moscato. Let me paint the picture. I am standing here. I got my hand on my hip. This is how loose I am. The Moscato was probably some of the best that I had in my whole 25 years of life.
Okay.
Also, shout out to our friends at M&M's because they're out there killing it too.
Ray-Ban Meta, Valentino Beauty. I mean, the list goes on.
And my... gotta throw a shout out to Hyundai.
What up,
Hyundai? My Hyundai road trip while I drove from LA to Vegas in a Hyundai Ioniq 6. And we stopped in the middle of nowhere in this creek bed.
So was that picture really you in that car?
Yeah, it was really me in the middle of nowhere.
I thought it was like a high speed chase.
Wait, and you know, Joe just like obsessed with the high speed chases.
I mean, so it was so cool.
Was I in a chase and didn't know?
It was like dust and stuff.
Oh,
like, is this
man,
a real
that was
road?
Really me. We went, not a creek, but we were on a dry lake bed in the middle of, I forget what city it was. And there was a Hyundai put on basically a performance out there. Had, once again,
nice
tacos out there, photo ops.
Tacos.
I'm starting to see a common theme.
Yeah. AJ McLean, Backstreet Boys, Lance from NSYNC were out there, you know.
I love that.
It was a good time. So, so if you see me having some tacos, come join me later. Hashtag House of Music. What's the hashtag again, sis?
House of Music 2024 to check out all the action when it comes to the stuff that's happening outside T-Mobile Arena today.
Of course, the iHeartRadio app. Do we need to say it again? If you haven't downloaded the app, you're a terrible person. I think we can all agree on that.
What you waiting on?
You can stream this event only on Hulu, the official stream destination.
All right, and make sure you're using the hashtag iHeartFestival 2024. Live from the Audible Lounge, T-Mobile Arena. It's night one of our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2024.
You're listening to our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One. You can watch the live stream only on Hulu.
On the pod.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Lawrence, What You Want. conversation with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Injury lawyers. Go to HurtNY.com.
That's HurtNY.com.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
The Hour 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One. Don't forget, you can watch the whole event live only on Hulu. Once again, from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, here are Sissany, JoJo, and EJ.
Are we having fun yet? We having a good time?
Obviously we are. Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let's talk back. Who have you seen hanging out back here in the backstage area?
Just you two. Yes. Man, can I get out of this room?
I seen you two in the bags of popcorn.
Not you two, the band. Like, JoJo and EJ.
You see me and me every day. You're like, you're sick of these guys. All right, tonight the Black Crowes takes the iHeartRadio Music Festival stage for the first time ever, and that's who is kicking off the show. Other acts, just give us a little rundown.
But that's the thing about this festival is that every single act is a headliner, in my opinion. True. If you guys don't agree, it's like you have Paramore, headliner. You have Dua Lipa,
headliner.
Thomas Rhett. It's just the list goes on.
And Gwen Stefani, she was here all the way back in, 2012?
With No Doubt, you're right. God, yes.
Yeah, with No Doubt, and she's back again tonight. Collabs, a lot of collabs.
So you know what's interesting? I feel like this is the place where collabs are like born, especially when Mary J. Blige brought out Prince a couple of years back.
Remember that.
Right? Yes. The fact that she was able to pull that off, I feel like that is amazing. So I'm wondering if there are going to be any collabs tonight. Will there be any collabs tomorrow? I guess we're going to just have to wait and see.
I think there will be, and they don't tell us, by the way.
Yeah. We're just as clueless.
There's a reason they don't tell us, because
we were blocking out. You know?
Yeah.
Any favorite moments from the past? Like, what grabs you guys?
And I'll put you on the spot. Kelly Clarkson last year really blew me away. And it's crazy because I feel like I've been in her orbit sometimes, whether it was like Wango Tangos for Kiss FM in LA or Jingle Balls and stuff like that. And she's performed, but we're always backstage and we're doing things. Last year, I actually got to be like in the pit watching Kelly Clarkson do her thing. And wow, just blown away by her vocals.
Even when she came backstage and she talked to us, because remember that was the time where she was outside on the strip singing with that, singing with that person. And she was just so lovely to talk to. So the fact that I was able to go out there and see her too, it was just an amazing opportunity, an amazing experience.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my buddies, Backstreet, which AJ McLean is running around here somewhere right now. When they came out with Florida Georgia Line, and that kind of kickstarted a lot of Backstreet love at that point. And it was just, you know, a lot of things happened. And you'll notice maybe like, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, it'll be so-and-so featuring so-and-so. And you think, I wonder, God, they played together at the iHeartRadio. It probably came together on the spot right there.
And by the way, you brought up Mary J. Blige with Prince. I heard that it was one of those situations where Prince didn't even arrive until about 5 minutes before they were about to go on stage. Like, it's one of those things, and that's what he does, or he did. And so it's just kind of crazy that you just never know, like, what will happen, what won't happen.
Right, exactly.
And once again, we have no idea. All right, hashtag iHeartFestival 2024 and the totally free iHeartRadio app. So make sure to jump on that so you can hear and see everything. Of course, if you're in Vegas, head to the Toshiba Plaza outside the T-Mobile Arena. Experience our totally free House of Music.
Yes, and you can stream the event only on Hulu, the official stream destination, which is
amazing. Only on Hulu?
Only on Hulu, guys.
Only on Hulu.
It's almost time for night one to officially begin. The Black Crowes, like you were saying, JoJo, are getting ready to take the stage.
We are backstage live, iHeartRadio Music Festival 2024. Let's go!
I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night, I still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah.
2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One. You can watch the live stream only on Hulu.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Music Festival 2024, and it's time, guys. Ready to go to the stage where Ryan Seacrest is kicking off the show.
Las Vegas, are you ready? 16 of the biggest artists across all of music. Two nights, one stage. This is the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, with performances by The Black Crowes, Camila Cabello, Gwen Stefani, Thomas Rhett, Shaboozy, Paramore, and Dua Lipa. This is the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Put your hands together for your host, Ryan Seacrest.
Las Vegas! What's up? Come on, let me hear Las Vegas! We are here! We are ready! We are back! Nice to see all of you. Welcome. It is year 14 of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I've been here every year and I love it. This event is unmatched in the music world because it's the only music festival in the world where this many artists from all across music gather for two nights on one stage. This one right here. Now, whether it's your first iHeart Festival, is it? I like it. Or your 14th, is it? Yes. You're about to experience a weekend of superstar performances and once-in-a-lifetime collaborations like you've never witnessed before. And let's face it, it wouldn't be the iHeartRadio Music Festival without a few surprises. Now, just outside this arena is the iHeartRadio Music Festival House of Music. It's a free immersive experience that lets fans connect with their favorite artists. We'll see more of that in a bit. But right now, for all of you here at the T-Mobile Arena, those listening on your favorite iHeartRadio stations or on the free iHeartRadio app, and everyone watching live on Hulu around the country, let's get this show started! With a legendary band that for the past three decades has been a living testament to the enduring spirit of rock and roll for the first time ever on the iHeartRadio Music Festival stage. Here are the Black Crowes!
All right. We call this rock and roll. right, selection, this is something we call the wanting and the waiting. It's all right, we'd like to do a song written by the greatest soul singer of all time, Mr. Otis Redding.
Rich Robinson.
It's a lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. From someone she has not met, has not met. Says to talk to angels, and they call her out by her name. Oh, well, to talk to angels, and they call her out by her name.
Down. Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy?
City. 100.